Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, a lot going on for you, obviously, as you prepare for the Olympics. I guess my first question, and because only four U.S. Athletes go in your category, right? So what does it take to qualify?
Yeah, qualifying right now is full on. We've had one qualifier in April, finishing up last season, just because we knew our season is normally heavier in the end of the year. So in end of February, March, April, beginning of April is really when we have the bulk of our races. And so we already knocked off one qualifier, did pretty well. I'm sitting second on our team, but we have three more coming up. And so we got one more in Italy and then two in China, and we'll know the team middle of January.
You still get nervous in things like that, or is the actual Olympics, I guess, more nerve-wracking?
Oh, absolutely. No, it's full on. The World Cup is really, really tough. All of the best competitors in the world are on the World Cup circuit. So for me, I shoot to be in the top 10 every race and really hoping to get on the podium on every single race. So I would say I still get nervous.
Yeah. Well, what do you do to counteract that? Is there anything you've learned throughout your career?
It's helping year after year, just with the more experience that I'm having. I'm learning to work with that a little bit better. And honestly, this Olympics, I'm embracing the pressure. I really feel honored to be in a position to feel this abundance and pressure. I feel like there's only so many things you can do in your life to where you're like feeling this amount of pressure. And so I'm kind of honing it in.
Well, this series, it's pretty cool. Have you ever done anything like this before? Because it's almost like reality TV issue, right? Like following you around and, going through the motions a little bit.
Yeah, really big shout out to UDIM for putting on this series, The Grind. It's a really cool look to see behind the scenes look of my training, what it takes just to make it to where I'm at, and coming from Pinckney, Michigan, a place with no mountains, and ended up being a snowboarder. So I haven't done a series like that before, but it's turned out really good.
You mentioned that. How did it happen? How are you in this spot now?
Yeah. How did the partnership happen?
We can get to that, but yeah, I guess how did you become a snowboarder is in a place with no mountains?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, coming from Pinckney, I had, my family was into it, but I always joke. I say that, my mom and dad really just found a spot for me and my brother, something to do in the wintertime, but really just kind of like that on-hill daycare to where she could drop us off, know that we're going to stay out of some amount of trouble, and, just a spot for us to have fun, progress. And I enjoyed snowboarding. I was never some Kobe Bryant or, right out of the womb really good at it. I just worked really hard and I enjoyed it and just kept going after it.
Yeah, and I guess, for people that your pitch to watch the series, why should people watch it?
I think that it shows an insight to making it from a spot where your back's against the wall. Like, I really think that the odds have been against me in most of my career. It's abnormal to be a snowboarder from Michigan and still be at the ranks that I'm at consistently. And so kind of to see that story, I would hope that it would inspire, the next generation, not only of just snowboarders or skiers, but anyone in any field. You don't even need to be in sports. Just it should inspire you to chase your dreams. And just kind of not let anyone tell you no, like just chase after your dreams and work hard. And
So is this something you pitched to them, your team pitched to them, or they came to you? How did that work?
The partnership? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've actually worked with Undeniable Dairy for this, I believe, is my 10th season. Don't quote me. It's 9 or 10 with them. And so I'm really proud of this partnership. You know, it actually started off of, to be honest, an Instagram DM. I believe that was me reaching out to them, looking for, you know, I'm young and looking for a sponsorship and support in my career. You know, we're not government funded. You know, I'm not on some crazy salary. Like, all of my money comes from endorsements, and that's how I pay for my bills and my livelihood. And so, it's really important, this partnership with them, to be in year 9 or 10 with them, and for them to come to the table and offer to do a docuseries and think that they want to invest into something like that at year 9 or 10 with me is amazing. I speak very highly of them, and they do great work, and so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so Snowboard Cross is the event. Plenty of other events, though, in the Olympics. You know, I guess, what's the difference for the common person that might not know?
Yeah, so Snowboard Cross, and also referred to as Border Cross, mm-hmm. Two different titles to that mean the same thing. And so what my sport is really similar to motocross that's on dirt bikes, but we got four people that drop. There's a cadence. A gate randomly drops, and essentially it's first one to the bottom wins. And so when you show up to a race, normally there's about 100 competitors. We do a qualifying race, and which is an individual timed run. You go down, and that qualifies you to the top 32 people in that race. And then you get into 8 4-man brackets, and every single race, the top two person of that heat keeps advancing through. And so, you know, my sport's really fun to watch. It's, you know, there's bumping, we go 60 miles an hour, hit 100-foot jumps. It's really interesting to watch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How did you settle on that specific realm of it, I guess?
You know, it's nowadays, if you're a snowboarder and you're, you know, if you're 12, 13 years old and not throwing a triple cork or three flips, you might not make it. And so, all jokes aside, but that seriously is kind of how it was, is I really did all disciplines in snowboarding, half pipe, which, you know, is what Sean White does, then the slope style, the jumps, the rails. I did all of it, and I was okay at it, but never the best. And even in racing, I was never the best, but that's just what I started to see more progression in. And it also is a non-judge sport. So, you know, in half pipe or slope style, you see a lot of people that are, you know, could have a really good day, but the judges didn't score them that well. So it was kind of a sport to take matters into your own hands a little bit.
How did you work on that early on? Because I'm sure there's not a lot of people in the area that do it, right? So how do you, you know, you think of how an athlete gets good. They practice, right? They constantly work at it against other people. But was that the case for you at an early age?
Yeah, you know, it's that's a great question. Like, early on, like, where was my progression and to keep me training and, you know, the support locally? We did have high school border cross, but I was younger and my dad kind of helped found that. And for our high school, you know, my brother was in it. We had a whole bunch of friends in it. So we had fun in the high school border cross world. But it really was not like my progression for it. We traveled up north a lot to some of the northern resorts where they would have little bit more higher intense weekend competitions. And then eventually I just, you know, my family supported me enough, got some local sponsors, and eventually just was really progressing outside of the state, Utah, Colorado.
And I guess going back to the series as well, I mean, was there something you revealed that you haven't told anybody before, or did it bring certain things out of you that, I don't know, it haven't been out there? Or?
Yeah, you know, I think the series is a really good inside look. I haven't really shared as much of like kind of my personal life or training. Like I keep a lot of that stuff pretty low key just because, you know, I really use my socials to not show too much of my personal life and kind of just more for brands and partnerships and sponsorships and kind of the snowboard side of me. So I would say that I didn't get too like vulnerable in the docuseries, but I just showed a cooler inside look of, you know, my training, my at home, how close I am with my family, and what kind of my preparation is each travel.
What did you learn, the biggest takeaway, I guess, from the first Olympic event?
And the getting the first Olympics out of the way is a huge, it's a huge blessing, because I feel it was an amazing experience. I did really well. Honestly, better than I thought I would do. I was the top placed American, finished sixth place, almost was on the podium. And to now come into my second Olympics, having won Olympics under my belt, I have a way better understanding of what to expect there, how to handle that pressure, how to train these last 4 years for that individual day to just be another day at work. And so that's at least what I'm working towards. And yeah, I think I'm really ready for the second games.
You mentioned all the prep. Does it just fly by once you get there? I mean,
yeah, it's you know, you try to live in the moment, you try to slow things down, because as an Olympian, you really work your entire life for this moment. Like, this is your Super Bowl. You get one of them, maybe two, and it's, you've worked 20 plus years to get there. And so you try to slow down and live in the moment, but yeah, you got to take it day by day. Things do fly by.
What does Mount Brighton mean to you?
You know, to be honest, it's my stomping grounds. It's my local stomping grounds. Ever since they kind of got bought out locally, my support and connections there, you know, disappeared a little bit. But, you know, it is my local stomping grounds, and I'm super happy for every kid that gets an opportunity to ride there.
How about Pinckney?
And Pinckney is the roots for me. You know, the support even from the school system for me growing up, we kind of were in a predicament to where I didn't know if I was going to have to transfer to full online school. And Pinckney kind of took that in and embraced, you know, my story, my situation, and really helped me out. So from the school district all the way to just my local, you know, community that I see out on the lakes, I love them.
Has anyone from Michigan reached out and, you know, you're basically their inspiration? Has that happened for you yet?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of young kids that see my story and see my success, and just really see, I feel like, my consistency being on the national team. I've been now on the national team for 9 years, and so just to be in a position to where I'm still local and they still have access to me, I think is awesome, and just hopefully I can keep inspiring them.
What's the, thoughts around snowboarding, nationwide? Is it growing? Is it, still unknown to a lot of people? Where would you think it's at?
You know, I really think, I think snowboarding's on a massive growth scale. You know, big props to Sean White. I mean, a lot of people know Sean White, Chloe Kim in the female discipline. And I also think there's a big gap mending from alpine skiing to snowboarding as well. That's Michaela Schifrin on our team kind of doing all of that. And so I would say it's on a massive growth. You know, in Europe, it's really, really big. I mean, alpine skiing is huge. It's not as big in the States. And so for us, being a snowboarder representing the U.S., it's our mission to grow that as big as it is in Europe.
Anything else we missed?
No, I think we hit the nail on the head. I'm excited for everyone to watch the grind, and I appreciate just the support from you guys bringing me in and the local support. Let's go achieve something big this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.